We're nearing the end of a year in which tens of millions of people around the world have been on the move. We've heard so much about Europe's refugee crisis, people flowing out of North Africa and the Middle East. Another crisis is unfolding in Southeast Asia. That's where a stateless minority called the Rohingya have been taking dangerous journeys by sea in pursuit of a better life in neighboring countries, including Malaysia. And their plight now comes under the spotlight as President Obama visits Malaysia. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
Hello. In a rundown office in Kuala Lumpur, we met 28-year-old Mohammed Riaz. He's an ethnic Rohingya born in Myanmar, even though Myanmar is home for generations of his family and his people.
I have no passport. I have no citizenship.
The majority Buddhist Burmese government denies the 1 million Muslim Rohingya in Myanmar any rights to citizenship, education, work, and marriage. Many Rohingya are sent to squalid, crowded camps where food is scarce and disease runs rampant. But Rohingya are often turned away from hospitals, too.
Very difficult for Rohingya. Cannot eat, cannot another place to place move.
It's no surprise then that Mohammed and so many like him took their chances on the seas to flee discrimination and abuse. Mohammed wound up in Malaysia after first leaving Myanmar for neighboring Bangladesh.
Bangladesh to Thailand by boat. On ocean, 21 days.
You were on the ocean for 21
days? 21 days.
He then came from Thailand to Malaysia on foot. This kind of journey is not unusual for Rohingya. 6 months ago, tragedy unfolded as an estimated 10,000 of them boarded rickety fishing boats to seek refuge in neighboring nations. But Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand squabbled over letting them come ashore.
People were found essentially floating on boats with inadequate food and water, essentially starving.
Phil Robertson is Deputy Asia Director for Human Rights Watch. During the spring crisis, the neighboring countries eventually struck a deal to rescue the Rohingya. But now that the summer rainy season is over, the Rohingya who can afford it could try to sail again.
We're trying to see what's going to happen, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to have to operate to keep the governments faithful to the idea of like receiving these people and providing them with humanitarian assistance and support.
In Malaysia, one group providing support for Rohingya refugees, as well as the urban poor, is a nonprofit called Dignity for Children. It's led by Reverend Elisha Satvinder.
We look at them as people who can be given an opportunity, who can contribute back to society, and influence their communities.
Satvinder's nonprofit runs a school for more than 1,000 students and vocational training at its own coffee shop. It's fully staffed by students.
So this is where they get trained, back of house, front of house. So it's a skill. And you know what? I think some of them are really good.
The center caught the attention of the White House. President Obama will visit the Dignity for Children nonprofit on Saturday. For the administration, it's a chance to highlight the uncertain plight of refugees in Southeast Asia and beyond. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes.
The president going to a refugee center, lifting up that piece of work by Malaysia, is not focused just on Malaysia or Asia, but rather speaks to the global responsibility the countries have to provide support for refugees.
A reminder that refugee crises aren't limited to any one part of the world. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.